Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. High school is a time when students might be thinking about their future careers, and there are a lot of opportunities out there in a variety of industries. But for a lot of reasons, many students face barriers to exploring those job opportunities or just getting their foot in the door. However, a new event in Sacramento is seeking to change that for hundreds of local students. The inaugural Sacramento Regional Youth Career Fest will take place this Friday at Cosumnes River College. Joining us now is Mitchell Leach II. He is the event's organizer, as well as the president and founder of Interns to Pros. Good afternoon.
Hello. I'm so excited.
We are so excited to have you. I love all that you're doing here in Sacramento. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get so interested and passionate in student career development?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, Vicky. I'm originally from Chicago, south side of the city, grew up in the hood, as they say, wanted to be like Michael Jordan. I got Jordans on my feet right now. But as you see me in the studio here, your boy is only 5'6". I wasn't going to make it. So I said, listen, let me be a person who can cover sports. And so at 14, this changed my life. I literally said, you know what? I want a job shot on my favorite local sportscaster. So I bust out the Yellow Pages. I know Gen Zers don't know what that is, but the Yellow Pages, looked up CBS 2 Chicago, left him a message, and he called me back in 30 minutes. And so he invited me down the next week. It was amazing. He told me the art of journalism. I needed to learn how to write. I needed to know how to do an internship, and didn't know what an internship was at 14. And so that meeting, that one day at 14, he ended up inviting me down each and every month to do an unofficial internship. And so fast forward, get all that experience with the college, did the internships, and ended up landing my dream job straight out of school, ended up being ESPN in sports media. And so that was where I got really passionate about really helping out the next generation of students.
Thank goodness for Yellow Pages.
Let me tell you.
That phone call was pivotal your life.
Yes.
You're also the founder of Interns to Pros. Tell us about your organization.
Yeah. So Interns to Pros, we launched in 2018, where we connect, inspire, and equip students for their careers through events, resources. We have a lot of workshops. We just really, really want to see students get connected to a vast array of careers. And so the goal is to, and this is why this event that we got going on this Friday is so important, show them what's possible. Because the heart of the event and the heart of my organization, we're partnering with Many of Mothers, another organization who does amazing work. There's four gaps that I'm passionate about, Vicky. There's a career awareness gap. There's a career access gap. There's a career employability gap, and there's also, and don't judge me, I made up a word, flourishability. And that's how to work hard, but do it in a healthy way. And so we want every student, regardless of background, whatever, we want them to flourish at every touch point in their career.
I love the name of your organization, Intern to Pros, because if you've had an internship, you know that it's professional development. It also is your foot in the door if you like that job. It's also a great opportunity to know that, hey, I thought I might have liked this. It's not really for me. So, you know, I'm going to do a hard left and do something else. But for myself, I didn't really know that internships existed, you know, and you touched upon, I mean, you were just 14 years old, but I think there's a lot of high school students, even college students, that don't see the value or have that awareness about internships and the door that it could open.
It's massive. It's massive. Like you just said, 14, I didn't know what an internship was, had never heard the word, and I did a ton of them in college. And like you just said, you learn what you're good at, you learn what you want to do, and with the best part, what you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? And so the goal is, if the earlier we can expose everybody, but especially those high schoolers before they go to college and spend a lot of money, you might at least know what I explain it like this. You don't have to know exactly what you want to do, but at least know the arena. And then just like Golden One, you don't have to be a basketball player to be in Golden One. You could be in sales, you could be in marketing, you could be whatever. Now your job is, as long as you know the arena, now you can start exploring the different roles. And that's what the Sacramento Regional Youth Career Fest is all about.
And your nonprofit has been around for about 6 years.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, this Career Fest is the first year. What gap do you hope the Regional Youth Career Fest, what do you think it will fill in Sacramento come Friday?
Yeah, we want this event to be the ultimate career exploration and cultivation event. And so we're going to have students from all over the region. And thank you so much, Sac City Unified and Elk Grove Unified. We're going to be sending out a lot of students. We have several other schools are sending students as a field trip. And the goal is to expose them as possible. So gap number one, that a career awareness gap, but then also that career access gap. So they're going to be hearing from a lot of big companies, small companies, local businesses, all different sectors. We got the federal government coming out, U.S. Department of Labor, a lot of great partners and sponsors who are going to just be here to showcase not only their organizations, but their industries. And so we want students, I didn't even know that was an industry. I didn't know that was possible because the power of me, back to my story, I was so blessed to see what was possible. So the goal is see what's possible, see how it's possible, and then we help make it possible. That's what my organization, Many the Mothers, this whole event, which we, this is the first one, we want this to grow into something that will be, play a vital part in every student's lives in our great region.
It goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Yep. I imagine there's going to be a lot of different businesses and groups that are there, you know, introducing themselves to students.
Yeah, yeah. And so the cool thing is I'm on a lot of different boards. I'm engaged in a lot of different industries. But there's a common thread. They all want to know how to engage the next generation, Generation Z. We got Generation Alpha after that. We want to expose them to what's possible, equip them, because I can give them a job. I'm blessed. We have over 5,000 corporate recruiters in our network across the country, from Google to Netflix to ESPN to, you know, medium-sized companies. I could give them a job, but are they ready to flourish? Will they be equipped? So that's why we connect, inspire, and equip. And that, and what this event is about is exposing them. So, okay, you just met with SMUD. All right. You know, they have a high school internship. You know, they have a college internship. They know this in high school, so they can get beat. We want them to be really proactive, because that's the key. If everybody can be proactive from the student's perspective, also from the companies, come on now, there are very few companies who are out here being proactive about engaging with the youth. So we're encouraging these companies to say, hey, listen, showcase your industry, showcase your organization, because you want to plant a seed that you'll water. So when they get to college, mm-hmm. they'll know, oh, I already know I want to do an internship at Kaiser. And this is what I'm going to do. Oh, I met that recruiter at the Sacramento Regional Youth Career Fest. I have his email. I have hundreds of stories like that, just from a Zoom call, just from an event like this. We are the bridge between the students, the educators, and the companies.
So if you're a high school student, you're going to be going on Friday from 9 to 1 p.m. It seems like a lot's going to be happening.
Yes.
How do you want them to navigate that day?
Yeah, we want them to have... I'm a fun guy. I like that. I like to have fun.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Yes, yes, yes. I love to have a good time. So we want them to have a good time. It's a field trip on a Friday. Are you not in class? Come on now. So we want them to get off the bus and really engage. We're going to have, like I said, I think we're over 45 different companies. We'll have free LinkedIn headshots, professional headshots, expose them to that. We'll have the mayor of Sacramento is coming. Mr. Steinberg, thank you so much. Dr. Bush, president of the Sumner River College, will be speaking. I'll be running around hyping people up and telling them where to go. We have giveaways. Thank you to the Sacramento Kings. We got a lot of surprises. I can't even tell you. We got some really, really cool things going on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So students, be prepared. Be proactive. Don't be scared. This is going to be a lot of fun. And think about the benefit of seeing what's possible early.
Yeah. Mitchell, it's great meeting you, and I can tell Friday's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. That's
right. You are the right energy for that event, for a job fair for high school students.
That's
right. Mitchell Leach II is the president and founder of Interns to Pros, and we've been talking about the first annual Sacramento Regional Youth Career Fest. It is taking place at Cosumnes River College this Friday, April 26th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz, and our audio engineer is Stephen Starbuck. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.